Among Donald Trump's promises for his first day in office, which is today, a mass deportation campaign. One sector this could impact is the dairy industry. Across the U.S., farms rely on immigrant workers who might not have a path to legal status. In Vermont, many farmers don't seem immediately concerned about losing their workforce. But farm worker organizations say they're worried about increased immigration enforcement worsening poor conditions on farms. Vermont Public's Elodie Reed reports.
Lupita lives in a house among a quilt of rolling farm fields. On a recent weekday, she fried plantains and heated up the Mexican drink atole for her kids and some visitors, a cozy treat for a chilly day.
¿Quieres plátano?
Sí, un poco.
We're only identifying Lupita by her middle name. She's concerned about retaliation from the Trump administration, including detention and deportation due to her legal status. She's part of the community of between 1,000 and 1,500 Latino immigrants currently in Vermont to work on farms or to be with family members working on farms, mostly in the dairy industry. Lupita says she and her father left their home in Tabasco, Mexico, because they could no longer grow watermelons due to pollution. It was winter when they arrived in Addison County, one of the two biggest dairy counties in Vermont. Lupita was 16 and remembers the cold. She tears up while describing how hard it was to be away from her family.
Eran momentos muy difíciles porque yo extrañaba mucho a mi mamá y a mis hermanos. Era como, no sé, era muy joven, no hablaba el idioma, y siempre me sentía muy sola.
Now at 30 years old, Lupita says that Vermont reminds her a lot of Tabasco. It's small, rural, and beautiful. And it's grown to feel like home.
Yo siento que me enamoré mucho de Vermont.
For decades, Vermont dairy farmers have hired immigrant workers due to a shortage in local labor. Despite this practice being widespread, there is currently no path to legal status available to these immigrant workers. The H-2A visa, for example, is seasonal, and dairy cows must be milked every day, year-round. The dairy lobbying group National Milk Producers Federation says it wants Congress to provide permanent legal status to current dairy workers and their families, as well as a viable guest worker program. In the meantime, the industry has had to contend with immigration enforcement.
What do blue lights mean? It means pull over and stop.
The federal arrest of two Vermont dairy farm workers originally from Mexico.
Migrant justice organizer Brendan O'Neill says undocumented dairy workers are fully aware of the serious risks they face.
This has a real significant potential harm to Vermont farms.
What Trump's immigration enforcement might look like remains vague. An official from Trump's transition team declined to answer questions about immigrant farm workers specifically and instead sent a statement reading in part, quote, President Trump will enlist every federal power and coordinate with state authorities to institute the largest deportation operation of illegal criminals, drug dealers, and human traffickers in American history, while simultaneously lowering costs for families and strengthening our workforce, end quote.
So is he really going to sweep into some dairy operation and seize all their workers and make those farmers angry at him?
This is retired Vermont dairy farmer John Roberts.
I'm an optimist. I just don't see that happening.
And Roberts isn't alone.
So I think for most farmers, they're like, well, that's just unimaginable.
Dan Baker is a professor emeritus at the University of Vermont who has studied dairy labor for a couple decades.
For certain farms, you know, when the farmer is injured, for example, or you don't have workers, that farm can go out of business very, very quickly.
Baker says farmers don't want to become a target by speaking up because they're stressed out enough as it is. Nearly a third of Vermont's dairies have stopped shipping milk in the last 4 years. Roberts was the only farmer, current or former, willing to go on the record for this story. State agriculture officials also declined to be interviewed. Before he sold his herd of registered brown Swiss cows in 2012, Roberts ran a dairy in Cornwall for 40 years. And in the final years of operation, he says he hired some workers from Mexico who were great tax-paying employees.
And we hired them through an agency with the assumption that the agency vetted their legality. I will say no more than that.
As someone who immigrated to the U.S. from Great Britain, Robert says while he agrees that border security needs to improve, so do this country's pathways to legal status.
Get them on the avenue to at least green cards or some kind of visa or ultimately citizenship.
Many farm worker advocacy organizations are opposed to policies like guest worker programs, which would guarantee dairy farmers a labor force without providing citizenship. Teresa Maris shares that view.
The immigration system is pretty violent against immigrant workers.
She's an associate professor of anthropology at UVM, where she studies immigration and the food system. She also sits on the board of the local immigrant farm worker advocacy organization, Migrant Justice. And Maris says while the U.S. food system relies on immigrant labor, it also has a long history of exploiting workers and then criminalizing them.
Whether we're looking at internment, whether we're looking at, you know, the selective importation of workers under the Bracero program and then the refusal to let them stay.
Maris says the threat of mass deportations follows this pattern. And what she says should happen instead is for the food system to give workers more of a say. For Lupita, who we met at the beginning of this story, it's a matter of ensuring immigrant dairy farm workers' human rights because they face long-standing issues with living and working conditions, including women workers regularly reporting sexual harassment. And one of Lupita's biggest worries is that because of Trump's threats of detention and deportation, immigrant farm workers will be afraid to speak up about mistreatment.
Porque a veces la gente por el miedo a sus estatus migratorio aceptan cualquier trato de los patrones o cualquier abuso.
A mí me gusta.
What Lupita plans to do after Trump takes office is what she's done for many years: continue organizing with Migrant Justice. Among their victories, a housing and labor rights program called Milk with Dignity, access to driver's licenses, and state policy aiming to reduce collaboration between local police and immigration authorities. Lupita says farm workers raising their voices against injustice is how to move forward.
El mundo no se va a detener porque Trump sea presidente. Como yo sigo organizando, mis compañeros tienen ganas de organizarse. Como tenemos que seguir haciendo esto.
President Trump's second administration begins today. For Vermont Public, I'm Elodie Reed.